Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, "Oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7." Ooh.
Yeah, but
look
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp
and Tamara Judge. And today we have two special guests from New Jersey, Rachel and John Fuda. And their show airs
May 5th. Next Sunday.
Isn't that Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. So we're going to, well, I guess you, because you're not drinking anymore, but me, I'll have a marg on Cinco de Mayo. And then
I'll have a Happy Place seltzer. We have a margarita one now. So.
Great. Go ahead and send them to your friend Teddy.
Yes, I will. Great. Absolutely.
So now that we have Rachel and John here, I'm going to say something to you guys. First and foremost, if you know where this quote is from, I will give you golf claps. But when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Do you know what movie that's from?
No,
it's
I don't.
Dirty Dancing,
hold on,
you
I'm
guys.
thinking.
Please.
I'm think it, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Is that The Godfather?
No, it's Dirty Dancing. The dad's like,
I saw that movie. I never saw Dirty Dancing.
I mean, who's seen that movie in the past 20 years?
I am sorry.
I'm
only 33, so.
They're young.
I watched the movie, don't get me wrong, but it's been a long time.
Right? Right.
Well, you have homework now, but I do want to apologize to John because I was told our clients want to come on the pod. Then I Googled who his clients were. I saw the Fudas and I made a comment out of jest. Well, the Fudas want to come on, or John wants to come on. And I guess at this point you had not wanted to come on and it became a Twitter blow up. I never even responded to it because I was like, maybe I heard wrong, but it wasn't even shade. It was just
Teddy,
like,
Teddy,
what?
I have some breaking news.
What?
I have receipts, proof, timeline, and screenshots about this whole situation.
There you go.
I've kind of liked watching you squirm a little bit because you didn't know where that came from.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Where?
And it's all right here.
Who'd it come from?
It came from a fellow housewife that is represented by Spencer. And it was a text message that was sent to me. And it said,
I know exactly who it is.
When you have a moment, would you mind asking Tamara who the booking contact is for booking the podcast? If she asks for who, it's for Julia and John Fuda. And I wrote back, do you mean Rachel?
You mean Rachel.
Rachel. Oh, yeah. Rachel. And she goes, yes. And her husband also, and Julia.
Okay. Oh my God. You know what? My apology. I don't mean it because I was told this.
I just wanted, it was lost in translation. He's here. That's, I'm here. Right. We're both here. We're going to have a good time. That's all that matters. Teddy's not a liar.
I really love seeing Teddy squirm because she knew the information, but she didn't know where it came from.
I knew, because I don't make shit up, you guys. And I was like, I swear someone told me. And I have been squirming for 6 months because I was like, I really don't. Like, honestly, I don't swear in my life because I think people always lie when they do that shit. But like, I was like, boots on the ground. I need to figure out how I was told this, but I know someone told me. I don't know who it is. And I can't remember.
I love that about your relationship. That's awesome that you girls do that to each other.
Well, yeah. I love
Oh, yeah. We roast each other all the time.
We love dysfunction. But I'm glad you guys are both here. I just rewatched the trailer.
I did too.
And I have to give a little shout out to you, John, to start, because I think your line is, I hate using the word iconic, but it's pretty iconic. Like, I'll go to you the next time I want to have mortgage fraud.
That's it. That's it. Listen, that was the first thing that came to my mind. And I was like,
if I need my, what is it? No, wasn't it? You're the poster child. Is that the one? Is that the line?
In
you're
all
the
poster fairness, child. Yeah, there's a few. She's the poster child for mortgage fraud. If I need it, my money laundered, I'll call you. Couple things
oh,
out there.
Boy. Oh boy,
you're getting boy. Messy. You're giving. Messy. Are you messier than Joe this season?
Am I messier than Joe yes. this season? Well, yes. this year, yes. And I think the difference is when you're being attacked. You know, and I feel I'm being attacked. You have to. You have to defend yourself. You know, your past yeah. is coming out, and it's like, yo, that was like 20 something years ago. You guys, why are you doing that? Why are you digging up stuff from my past? That's not fair.
Okay. So I was just going to say, you probably could not say, but I'm sure that something was said to you to make you go there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't just look, the first year I came on to this, you know, Rachel, my wife is here. I said, look, I want to just have fun with it. I'm already working a lot. Like even today, I'm going nuts. She had car trouble. I was just in the car dealership trying to get her car fixed. Now I'm doing this, trying to balance all my lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have fun with this. I wanted to go out and drink and have a good time. Next thing you know, I feel like I'm Teresa's storyline this year. If it wasn't for me, what else would she have?
Well, who else is she filming with other than you?
Well, she's filming with everybody but me, allegedly. But I don't know how I'm always in the mix.
Rachel, did you have a good time this season? Was it a difficult season? There's a lot of stuff out there in the press. I know you can't say too much, but it was a very split cast. Melissa came out recently and did an interview saying, you know, talking about how Andy said it can't, next season, this can't happen. And however, she said moving forward, she knows that's not going to be sustainable. Did you have a good time filming? Did you feel like there was this big separation?
I mean, listen, it's the separation is undeniable. I mean, it's so obvious. And I think, you know, just from episode one, you can feel and sense the separation. Like, it was kind of like we were filming two shows in one. Some of the cast refused to film with other people, which like obviously makes for, you know, hard events. But to be honest with you, I mean, I still had fun. If not, I probably had more fun because I didn't have to deal with people that I didn't really want to, you know? So, but I just think it's a stressful season for us, for, you know, John and I, and it was intense. But I just think there's a lot of toxicity in our cast, on our show. And I don't think that there's a place for it in any work environment.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We saw a lot of couples struggling this season. We see it with Margaret. We see it allegedly, I think, with Teresa and what's his name. Like, it's just everybody seems to be having marital issues. Do you guys think that your marriage is getting stronger or it's causing more tension for the both of you?
I think I speak for the both of us when I say this. I think we are in a better place than we've ever been. You know, I think that reality TV can go one of two ways. Like, it either rips families apart or you kind of realize what's important and what matters. And I think that's really the way that we went. Like, I really have made it a priority, and John has too, to like put our family first, our marriage first, and get our priorities straight. Because being a season one housewife, like you guys know, it's overwhelming. Like, especially when you have a family and you're managing schedules and like you guys have your own separate careers and like there's a lot going on. I think John and I were stronger than ever. Do you disagree? Am I missing something?
No, I completely agree. Look, you know, you got to work together as a team. That's the one thing that we do a lot. You got to go back and just make sure that you take each other's feelings into consideration at all times and just work together as a team. But I think, you know, so far it's been great between us.
What would you say the hardest part about your marriage? Like, just, this is not even a housewife question. This is just for our listeners that are married, that are going through highs and lows in their relationship. What do you think the best part of your marriage is? And what do you think the hardest challenges that you have, that you're facing?
You want to go first, babe?
The best part about our marriage is our ability to be partners and manage our family, manage our lifestyle, manage our relationship, and each other's feelings. The hardest part, of course, with having kids and doing a reality TV show is timing. We're just, there's not enough hours in a day. We're just constantly exhausted, tired, you know, pushing ourselves to the limit. And, you know, that we're going to France in 2 days just to spend time with each other. Hopefully this gets a lot out of our system.
Yeah.
I want to make another baby. I need another one part of the family.
Oh, no, boy. Get it. Oh boy.
I think the best part of being married, I think, is that you have a companion in everything that you do, like the highs and the lows, like even like being on the show, like just being able to come home and like have my safe place. Like I always say, like John feels like home to me when I'm not home. Like if I'm with him, like all is well in the world. And that to me is like the best part. And like obviously growing our family together and like hitting milestones and achievements that we've really like wanted to accomplish in our lives. And I think the hardest part besides time is like managing in-laws. Like I'm just being honest. I love my mother-in-law. He loves my parents, but like, it's hard. We have small children and like everyone wants to be around them all the time and, you know, healthy boundaries. This is what we're working on.
That makes sense. That
I have no mother-in-law or father-in-law. It's great.
I have one and we have a lot of boundaries in place, but it took us time to get there because you don't ever want to be offensive to your significant other's parents, but like, my parents don't live here. My husband's do. So it's like, I'm like, okay, we have to set this up. This is the time frame. You don't just show up with the key unannounced, zip in and like expect this. I want you to spend time as a family, but we have to at least set the time frame, especially for someone type A like me. So I
controlling. Get She's controlling, in case you were curious.
So is my wife. She's type A and controlling too.
Aww. You know what? All the ones. You've got to appreciate it though, because at least we have our shit together.
You have your shit together the least out of anybody, babe. You got like your business stuff's in order. Everything else is on my plate. Everything. Right.
Listen, I didn't say I didn't appreciate it. I love it because it keeps my whole life in order. Otherwise, I'd be all over the place.
Yeah, I do Monday family schedules and I send it out to everyone. And I'm like, this is our schedule for the week.
Okay, that's a little much.
It is not. When you have four kids.
Do you schedule sex too?
Yes, I have an appointment. I have an appointment at 3 p.m. today.
My wife used to do that to me.
But it's so much easier.
My wife used to do that to me. I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm sorry. It takes the whole passion out of it. You can't schedule sex.
Hold on. You are not going to tell me that you are mad that you know that you're getting laid Friday at 1 p.m. Like, you cannot sit here and tell me that you're mad about that.
No, yeah. It's not that I'm mad about it, but I'd like a little bit more, you know.
Well, great. Woo us to make it happen additional times.
Wait,
but like my husband is thrilled that he knows at 3 o'clock today it's going to happen. Like he even said to me, okay,
what if he's got the shits or he's got the farts or something?
He asked for it.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, let's still do this. No, like sometimes you just don't feel like doing it.
Reschedule. Yeah, who cares? Reschedule. You suck it up so that then you can make the other person.
Oh, so this schedule is negotiable. So you can reschedule.
Oh, yes. You can definitely reschedule.
Oh, it's like a doctor's appointment.
Right. It's like making an appointment. It takes the fun out of the whole thing. Just do it every day.
There you go. I've never done that. But should I
off camera every day? You're having sex.
No, I never didn't say that. Teddy, you need to listen more. If you listen more, you wouldn't get yourself in trouble.
Tamara, how many times a week do you have sex?
Well, you know, it all depends. Like filming, it was really difficult because I was stressed out. So I would say a couple times a week. Not every day.
Two. A couple is two.
Two. Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, could. Teddy, what about you?
Could
she
be
has
more.
A sex chair, but it's pushed to the side of the room. So
no. By the way, the sex chair is in storage now. It was just kind of ugly, and you know, it was a lot.
Why is it called the sex chair?
It's this chase that's all rounded, and you can do all these.
She got it on Amazon.
I got it. I used it a few times, and it sat in the corner, and it was like I threw my clothes on it. It's like you're having a treadmill in your room.
Well, we schedule three times a week.
Okay,
but sometimes
that was
it's more.
That was my question.
You schedule three times. That's a good number. I feel like three is a good number.
Okay,
three
so
not enough.
I'm gonna try this. This is like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Here we go.
For us, Monday sets the tone.
Teddy, you probably understand this. Like, you kind of get in the mindset of like, I know that we're gonna have sex today, so like, I can like clear my mind for that time and focus. And be in the moment. Whereas like, if he tries to get me, I'm like rushing. I'm like, I can't right now mentally.
Yeah, no, Edwin will, if I don't try to like make it not scheduled, but if we don't have a time frame, it'll be like me getting ready to go on a run. And he'll be like, you want to hit it? And I'm like, oh yeah, I want to run around with your shit coming out of me for the next hour. Absolutely fucking not. No.
But why do you guys do that? us girls are all glammed up, ready to go. And they're like, you want to knock one out real quick?
Because it's fun.
I want to leak all day.
Bite your tongue right now, because I am the worst at that. Because so me and Melissa, John and Jill talk about this actually all the time. It's that like there's pre-dinner sex, right? Like you want to get it done before, because when I feel disgusting, I had the lava cake for dinner. Like I don't want to come home and have sex after that. I'm sorry. So like before I, you know, finish my makeup, my hair and get dressed, I'll like peek in his closet and I'll be like, you want to sneak in real quick? And he'll be like, I'm fucking dressed already. I'm already dressed. I'm
oh, like, so it's reversed. It's reversed.
No, my exactly. thing is just let me know beforehand. Don't make me go through the whole process of getting ready, then have to get undressed and then redressed.
Maybe yeah, she thinks he looks so hot that she just can't resist you.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it's a lot of work.
Well, I think a lot of guys are very visual. So once you get all glammed up, because that's not the way we look all the time. We get glammed up and then we look good. And they're like, okay, let's do it. And I'm like, are you crazy right now? No.
My husband likes me better when I'm not glammed.
But then I always like this. 2 seconds. That's all I need.
If you guys could describe this season with one word, what would it be?
Toxic.
Show me a housewife that's not toxic. Housewife show.
I would just say it's incriminating, very incriminating.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Who do you think has the worst season this year?
Teresa, easily.
Oh, which cast member surprised you the most?
Jen Fassler.
I love her.
Can we talk quickly about you cropping Teresa out of the cast photo?
Sure. Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm now, I open the door to you to kind of give me information, or I can keep grilling, whatever you prefer.
So, you know, we got the picture, you know, they send it, how Bravo sends everything. We got the picture and I'm like, with
hold on, you guys are in the same dresses, right? You didn't do new photos.
Correct. Yes.
That's
yes.
Okay.
Are you talking about gallery shoot or opening title?
Both. We reused
opening title this year. First time that I remember ever doing that.
Well, it's like, it's a long day, like the glam and all that. But so the gallery shoot, we get the pictures and I'm like, I wanted to post the picture, but I'm like, it doesn't feel natural to me to post someone after I went through what I went through this entire season. Like, it's not genuine.
Yeah.
So I honestly didn't really think that anything of it. I told my social girl, I'm like, just cut Teresa out.
Was Teresa on the end?
She was on the end.
So Teresa's on the end?
She was on the right end. And I think Melissa was on the left. Do I remember that?
Yeah, they were both on the ends, which I think was making a statement.
I think once you see the season, it'll make sense why she would cut her out. I mean, we're honest. Hooters are honest. We say it how it is. If we don't have a relationship, there's no point in faking it.
Well, Melissa said there was a big twist this season. What is she talking about? You don't give us all the details because we don't want to spill it. But like, I want like a little dash of what she could potentially mean.
A little nugget.
I don't think it's really a twist at all. I think it's pretty cookie cutter what's going on here. I think the twist is a lot of people just, you know, a lot of friendships are changing and, you know, dynamics always shift. But I think that this is so, it's shocking to me. Some of it, it's like, how can you, you know, be friends with people that do such harmful, hurtful, or try to do, like their intentions are so evil. Like that, I don't understand. I just don't understand a lot of it. So I don't think it's necessarily a plot twist, but I definitely think it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Well, speaking of shocking and evil, there's some drama going down online about Jen Aiden being involved with bloggers, giving them screeners, and a lot of DMs being released. What are your thoughts on that?
Receipts tell a story. So let's start from chapter one. And then I think it's pretty black and white. And it's unfortunate that it's this level of toxicity. It should not happen in any workplace. It's unfortunate. Karma's a bitch.
What are your thoughts on Jackie and Margaret's friendship dissolving?
I think it's a blessing for Margaret. I think that Jackie
Margaret.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a blessing.
Geez, giving me chills over here.
Hold on. I need to back up. I wasn't ready for that response. Okay, so that's a blessing for Margaret. So is Jackie, in your opinion, if you were to guess, is she gonna come through a little dip? Like, she told us that when she was on last year, she was feeling slightly insecure because she was in a friend of situation and she didn't know when to come in, and it felt very like not the same as being a housewife. And I have filmed on Beverly Hills as just randomly stepped in, not as a friend of, but like been at an event and had that same weird feeling. Do you feel that from her this season, or is she in the mix for everything?
I think she's always insecure. I don't think it matters if she's full-time or part-time. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. Okay.
Sorry. That is a tough place to be in, to be full-time and then
Listen, I get it. I get at that point, like, I don't know, if you're that insecure about it, tap out. No one's like,
tapped out. They asked me to come back.
You know what I'm
saying?
Like, you don't have to do it. If it's that uncomfortable for you and it's that unnatural, then just don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel too.
And but I think Jackie has a lot of self-reflecting to do. And I think she really has to figure out what her priorities are. If it's, you know, being a housewife, or if it's like your dignity, I don't know.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. But then also, what are our thoughts on this whole Dolores and her boyfriend situation? Like, we kind of thought that we were going to go into this season. I actually made a bet with Tamara that Dolores would get engaged before
Brittany
Brittany and Frank.
And she lost $100.
How much?
Lost $100. Still, cheap ass hasn't paid me. Hasn't paid me yet.
Until I see it on camera, I'm not paying. That's just how it goes. But like,
I'll take it in borrowed clothes.
Was that filmed? I don't even know if that was filmed.
Was it? That's my question. Like, are we going to see how much of Frank are we going to see? How much of Brittany? And then do you think, like, do you get the ick from Dolores's boyfriend, or do you think he's going to come around?
Frank and Britt were at a decent amount of our cast events this year. They were at our events. They were down. They were at the Short House, right, babe? They were at Melissa's party. Am I remembering correctly?
They were around a lot. Yeah.
They were around a lot. I think, you know, I love Dolores, and I think Paul is a great guy. And as long as she's happy, I mean, I don't really know what they like, what they showed. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think Brittany would be a good housewife?
I think that Britt is too nice for this.
Me too. I thought that too. When she was at BravoCon, she was so nice.
So do you think Frank would be a good housewife?
No.
Really? I love Frank. I love him on the show. So I just don't want them to
actually know it. No, I'm going to rephrase that. I'm going to change that answer. I think, babe, tell me if you agree. I kind of feel like Dolores is the female version of Frank in a way. Like, yeah. I feel like that is his housewife counterpart. Like, I feel like he would be a Dolores, like somebody who like gets along with everyone.
Right. Yeah, I think Frank would be a great housewife, to answer your question.
He is.
Now, house husband, housewife, I think he's great. And I know everybody loves him, but him and Dolores do represent themselves well.
They do. Now, John, I'm going to go back a little bit, but you and Teresa, you know, you go out of the season. Did you go into the season still upset with her and Louie after what happened with Jaden's birth mom?
Well, of course. I mean, the reality of this is, you know, Louie's screaming that he had everybody investigate it, and then they don't talk about it anymore. They want to bury it under the rug. But that's the one thing that everybody needs to keep in mind, that he left off last season saying that he had us investigate it, not on one occasion, two occasions. And that with that being the case, like, that really happened. I am pissed off about that. You don't do that, you know. On top of that, I know that there was a lot of reaching out that happened behind the scenes, and I hope some of it gets revealed. I'm kind of into the whole Twitter thing happening right now, just sitting back, because I'm one of those people that believe the truth always comes out. So I'm just waiting to see if I'm right.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know, just hanging.
Well, I have a question, because anybody that meets Louie, and these are not fighting words, Teresa, I'm just curious, but anybody that meets Louie, any husband that's involved with housewives or any essentially male entrepreneur, Louie is interested in having those like conversations with about growth and this and that. Is, in your opinion, is Louie using Teresa's money, or he is affluent on his own?
Like using it for his own business purposes. Like,
my question is he rich on his own, or is he utilizing what Teresa has?
He makes $1 million a day, Teddy. What are you talking about?
He does?
That's what he says.
He says it. Says he makes $1 million a day, but to answer your question, I believe Louie's a social climber.
Okay. And have you seen him, when you see him with Teresa, is he able to give the illusion that their marriage is good, or are you starting to see cracks?
How would you answer that, Rach? I mean, I look at it as this weird to begin with. When I first met Louie, he told me a story how he met me before, and I remember I never met him, but it was my brother who he actually met.
Are you twins?
No, we're not. We don't actually look anything alike.
Nothing alike
at all. But I had heard a lot of things because I live in an area where he used to live, and he started talking to me the same thing about my business and how we can help and all this. And I was speaking to him a few times in the beginning, giving everybody a fair opportunity. He even bought tile for his pool bar from me before we really went sideways. But just the whole investigative thing rubbed me wrong. The whole way he does business rubbed me wrong. The whole know-it-all and trying to be the greatest father thing and trying to even educate my wife was like the stupid. You should have never done that. Like, none of us are perfect. Don't try to be perfect.
I don't mind husbands getting involved, but if husbands get involved with the women, that's where it starts to feel a little like, how do you feel, Rachel, in the moments that John is involved in the drama when it comes to the women?
John doesn't get involved in the drama unless he's pulled into the drama, right? And so I'm just grateful to have a supportive husband that has supported me in a career choice that I made. And I feel grateful for that. But I want to just go back to your question that you asked about like Louis and Teresa's marriage. Can you guys, is there something going on like online somewhere that there's like trouble in paradise? Why are these all the headlines?
Because of the trailer, you guys.
The trailer. I haven't seen any headlines.
Yeah, I haven't seen headlines, but there's the trailer where it's that she has her mic off and he's kind of getting upset and walking away. And you see her being like, I can't even talk about this. And then you see Dolores saying to somebody else, like, every time we talk to her, she's so anxious. So it's just us.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess we'll see it play out on this season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, airing May 5th. Very exciting. Last question.
Who are you leaving closest with, Rachel? And who are you leaving at the biggest odds with?
Closest with Melissa and Margaret. And
love that.
Definitely Teresa and Jen.
Well, we can't wait to tune in. You guys
can't wait. We are
tune in on
so
soon,
excited.
On Sunday.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you both.
Thank you.
And bye.
I hope to see you on the Eds, John.
Tamara, thanks for bearing the lead and making me stress up to this interview that I had made up some shit that you knew the answer to the whole time.
That's good, though, that she got you.
I love you, Teddy. I love you so much.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.